Hello and welcome to this week's edition of HealthBeat, Chiropractic Online, today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at age and lumbar fusion, and finally a story about mindfulness-based stress reduction and low back pain. For HealthBeat, this is Dr. Todd Aglow. Welcome to HealthBeat podcast number 551, recorded May 27th, 2016. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online, today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Aglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/T-Aglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. The aim of a study published in the journal Spine was to assess the patient-rated outcome and complication rates associated with lumbar fusion procedures in three different age groups. There is a general reluctance to consider spinal fusion procedures in elderly patients due to the increased likelihood of complications. A total of 707 consecutive patients were included in the study. The preoperative comorbidity status differed significantly between the age groups, with the highest scores in the geriatric group. Medical complications during surgery were lower in the younger age group than in the older and geriatric groups. Surgical complications tended to be higher in the elderly group. The study concluded that despite greater comorbidity and complication rates in geriatric patients, the patient-rated outcome was as good in the elderly as it was in the younger age group up to 2 years after surgery. These data indicate that geriatric age needs careful consideration of associated risks, but is not per se a contraindication for fusion for lumbar degenerative disease. As always, discuss all spinal-related issues with your qualified healthcare provider. Surf to our show notes for links. A study was published in JAMA, the Journal of the American Medical Association, to evaluate the effectiveness for chronic low back pain of mindfulness-based stress reduction, that's MBSR, its acronym, versus cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT is its acronym, or usual care. Mindfulness-based stress reduction has not been rigorously evaluated for young and middle-aged adults with chronic low back pain. Interventions included CBT, which is training to change pain-related thoughts and behaviors, and MBSR, training in mindfulness, meditation, and yoga, when they were delivered in 8 weekly 2-hour groups. Usual care included whatever care participants received. The study concluded that among adults with chronic low back pain, treatment with MBSR or CBT compared with usual care resulted in greater improvement in back pain and functional limitations at 26 weeks with no significant differences in outcomes between MBSR and CBT. These findings suggest that mindfulness-based stress reduction, again MBSR, may be an effective treatment option for patients with chronic low back pain. Surf to our show notes for links. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in Health Beat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our Health Beat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support, such as yours via our PayPal link, does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, I leave you with the following quote: success is the sum of small efforts repeated day in and day out. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, this has been Dr. Todd Igloe.